This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 81 for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower on Wednesday morning, while crude and vegetable oil prices are headed in the opposite direction. Sunny skies, along with hot and dry conditions, continue in both Alberta and Saskatchewan, with the mercury approaching 30 degrees Celsius later today. In southern Manitoba, the forecast calls for temperatures in the low 20s and the possibility for showers for most of the day. Crude oil prices are just above unchanged, despite the volatility of the United States dollar and speculation that OPEC could curb output. Chicago soybean is lower to start the day, while European rapeseed is mostly higher and the off-session of Malaysian palm oil fell by more than 300 ringgits. The Canadian dollar is relatively unchanged, up by one-tenth of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is down $2.90 per ton at $826.20. In the U.S., corn is making slight gains while soybeans are hit with small losses. Meanwhile, wheat prices are rising higher. Despite seasonal harvest pressures, corn prices are slightly higher on Wednesday morning. The trade is expecting the USDA's quarterly gains report to be released on Friday to show a final carryout of 1.495 billion bushels, 30 million less than this month's previous supply-demand estimates. The forecast is dry for much of the U.S. Corn Belt over the next 2 weeks, while corn planting in Brazil is starting with favorable weather. The December corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.71. Soybean prices are oscillating on each side of unchanged to start the day. They are receiving downward pressure from Malaysian palm oil, which is trading at its lowest spot price in over a year. An advancing harvest, a strong U.S. dollar, and recession fears are also affecting prices. The carryout for U.S. soybeans is expected to be mostly unchanged. The November soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.04. Despite harvest pressures and a strong U.S. dollar, wheat prices are rising largely in part due to the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine, as well as uncertainty over Black Sea grain shipments. Hard red winter wheat growing areas in the U.S. are expected to be dry over the next 2 weeks, which could hinder planting. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 32 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.03. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 32 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.75. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 28 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.72. This is a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 28th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.